有一次有一个信徒在问小弟。
Once a believer asked me.
说耶稣基督是我们的好朋友，对不对？
Said, Jesus Christ is our good friend, isn't he?
小弟说是啊，他不但是我们的好朋友，是最好的朋友。
I said, yes, not only is our good friend, he is our best friend.
他把他从天父真神那边所知道的所有的事情都告诉我们。
He shared with us all the things that he brought from the Father.
他不把我们当仆人，他把我们当朋友。
He did not treat us as servants, but rather as friends.
他对我们毫无保留。
And he did not spare anything for us.
甚至他把他宝贵的生命都为我们而牺牲。
And even gave up his own precious life for us.
所以他不但是我们好朋友，更是我们最好的朋友。
So we can see he's not only our good friend, but is our best friend.
那这位信徒很满意我的答复。
And so this believer was satisfied with my answer.
他接着说了。
And then he continued.
那既然是好朋友，好朋友不会给人压力的了。
And so he said, well, since he's such a good friend, he wouldn't give us pressure, right?
就好像说我是很多人的好朋友，我从来不给人压力的。
He said, I'm a friend of many people, and I never give my friends any pressure.
所以信仰应该是很轻松的才对。
So shouldn't our faith be very easy?
不应该说这个不能做，那个不行做。
It shouldn't be so restrictive, right?
那这样信仰变成重担。
Otherwise, our faith would become a burden.
既然是好朋友，应该是不给压力的。
So since our Lord Jesus is such a good friend, he shouldn't be giving us any pressure.
所以主耶稣也不会给我们压力。
So he wouldn't give us that kind of stress.
但是我们发现说在教会里头很大的压力。
But why is it that we feel stress from being in church?
要聚会，要祷告，要读圣经。
And we hear all the time we need to go to service, we need to pray, we have to read the Bible.
要服事，要奉献。
We have to serve, we have to give offering.
而且在生活上有很多的这个不能做，那个不行做的。
And there are so many rules and guidelines about what we can and can't do.
信仰不应该这样子的。
Is that the way our faith should be?
信仰应该是很轻松，很愉快的。
I thought our faith should be nice and easy.
因为耶稣是好朋友嘛。
Because Jesus should be such a good friend.
好朋友不会给人压力的。
Such a good friend shouldn't be giving us this kind of pressure.
听起来很有道理哦。
It sounds fairly logical.
听起来也没有错啊。
It sounds like it has reason to it.
好朋友不给压力啊。
And friends shouldn't be giving other friends kinds of pressure.
信仰不应该是一种压力啊。
Our faith shouldn't be a kind of stress.
耶稣说他的担子是轻省的。
Our Lord Jesus said himself, my burden is easy.
但是反过来我们再思考另外一个问题。
But if we think about it from another way,
我们都希望成为人家的好朋友。
We also want to be a good friend to others.
那同样我们也对我们的朋友有所期待。
And we also carry certain expectations of our friends.
我们期待他们也能够成为我们的好朋友。
We want our friends to be good friends to us.
因为这个人是礼尚往来，是双向的。
Because in every relationship, there's some mutual nature to it.
如果你为了你的朋友毫无保留，两肋插刀，
And,
你总是希望对方也能够回报至少某种程度的回报了。
And if you give up everything for your friends or sacrifice for them, then you would hope to have something in return.
那如果你的朋友是一点都没有回报的话。
But if your friends have no response to your giving.
把你对他的好当成这个好像是可有可无。
That they feel it doesn't really matter what you've given to them.
我相信没有人能受得了这样的对待。
I think that none of us would be able to accept this.
那没有多久你就会离开这样的朋友。
And you wouldn't want to be friends much longer.
那如果从这个角度我们来思想我们跟主耶稣的关系。
So let's think about our relationship with our Lord Jesus from this perspective.
主耶稣是我们的好朋友，而且是我们最好的朋友。
Our Lord Jesus is our good friend and actually our best friend.
他为了我们的得救，离开天上的宝座，放下了这个神的尊荣。
And in order to save us, he left his glory and his throne in heaven to come to this earth.
成了人，并且成为罪人的样式。
And he came down as a human being and even as a sinner.
站在人的脚这个位置上来替人赎罪。
And took the place of all humankind and bore the burden of our sins.
毫无保留。
And left nothing for himself.
那主耶稣对我们的期待是什么？
So what is our Lord Jesus' expectation of us?
耶稣是我们的挚友，我们是不是耶稣的好朋友呢？
So if he's our best friend, are we also a good friend to him?
这值得我们去思考。
So we should ask ourselves this question.
我们来看路加福音。
Let's now turn to the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音的14章。
Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章，我们看十五节到二十四节。
Luke chapter 14, verses 15 through 24.
路加福音十四章十五节，同席的有一个人听见这话，就对耶稣说：“在神国里吃饭的有福了。”十六节，耶稣对他说：“有一个人摆设大筵席，请了许多客。”十七节。
17.
到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说：“请来吧，样样都齐备了。”十八节。
18.
众人一口同音的推辞。头一个说：“我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我吃了。”十九节。
19.
又有一个说：“我买了五对牛，要去试一试，请你准我吃了。”二十节。
20.
又有一个说：“我才娶了妻，所以不能去。”二十一节。
21.
那仆人回来把这事都告诉了主人，家主就动怒，对仆人说：“快出去到城里大街小巷，领那贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的来。”二十二节。
22.
仆人说：“主啊，你所吩咐的已经办了，还有空位。”二十三节。
23.
主人对仆人说：“你出去到路上和篱笆那里，勉强人进来，坐满我的屋子。”二十四节。
24.
我告诉你们，先前所请的人，没有一个得偿我的筵席。这是主耶稣借着这个筵席的时候对当时的人的教导。
And this is a teaching that the Lord Jesus gave during a supper.
主耶稣谈到要怎么样在这个筵席当中来得到一些教训。
And he took the opportunity of that setting to teach them.
当中一点谈到说不要抢那个高位。
And he said that we should not put ourselves in the highest place.
等到人家请你上去。
We should wait until we are invited.
那如果你一开始就抢了高位后来人家请你下来那就丢脸了。
If you take the most honorable seat and somebody asks you to step down, then of course you will be ashamed.
那如果你一开始是选择那个末位人家请你上高位那你就有光彩。
But if you start off sitting in the lowest place and you are asked to take the more honorable seat, then you will be glorified.
那另外一个耶稣又谈到说在请客的时候不要单单只请你的这个朋友亲属还有富足的邻舍。
And he also said, when you give a dinner or supper, do not just ask your friends or your neighbors or your brothers.
因为他们也会回请你
Because they will also invite you back.
那你就得了报答了。
And then you will receive your reward.
反倒要请那一些没办法回请你的人。
But you should actually invite those who cannot repay you.
那你可以从神那边得着义人的报答。
And then you will be repaid by the Lord with the resurrection of the just.
那这个是借着筵席所讲的第二个教训。
So that was the second teaching regarding
那最后耶稣谈到一个 这个拒绝复筵席的一个比喻。
And then he spoke this parable about the rich man who invited those to the feast.
哦，讲到说有一个人大摆筵席。
And there was a certain man who gave a great supper.
哦，到坐席的时候，打发仆人，哦，去邀请这些哦受邀的宾客来参加。
And he sent his servant to invite many guests.
哦，但是这些受邀的宾客却异口同音的统统推辞掉。
But all of the guests who were invited excused themselves.
哦，各找各的理由了。
They had many different reasons for not going.
哦，有的说啊，他自产，所以他不能来。
One of them said he just bought a piece of land, so he could not go.
哦，有的说啊，哦，他必须要去哦这个工作哦，买了五对牛不能来。
And then another said he had to go test some oxen he had just purchased.
哦，有的说啊，哇，他有这个。刚刚结婚，哦，所以他也不能来。
And another one said that he was just married and so he couldn't come.
哦，不管这些理由啊，是真是假。
So regardless of whether these excuses were true or not.
哎，就是不想参加。
They all refused the invitation.
哦，后来这个家主啊，哦，告诉他的仆人，哦，去请那一些哦这个贫穷、残废、瞎眼、瘸腿的来。
So when the master received these replies, he told the servant to go out and invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind.
哦，甚至啊，到路上哦，把那些不相干的人通通找进来。
To go out into the streets and bring all those people in.
哦，那先前受邀的宾客没有一个人能够参加他的宴席。
So none of the guests who were on the original invitation list were invited.
哦，在这一个比喻当中啊，主耶稣另有所指。
And so our Lord Jesus has yet another teaching for us here.
哦，对当时来说，哦，是指着神的选民以色列百姓说的。
And it was actually directed towards the originally chosen people, the Israelites.
哦，他们就如同这些原本受邀的宾客一样。
And they were just like those guests who were initially invited.
哦，但是却拒绝神的救恩呢。
But actually, they refused the salvation of God.
哦，结果。反倒是那一些、哦、原本在救恩以外的人能够进来得偿救恩的筵席。
And because of this, those who were originally excluded from the salvation were invited to partake of it.
哦、那今天、哦、这个比喻对我们、基督徒来说也是、可以、做一番深入的思考。
And this parable also gives us as Christians something to think about.
哦，我们啊可以说是那些原本受邀的宾客啊，也可以说是那个后来哦被请进去赴宴的宾客。
We could think of ourselves as the first group of guests, or we could think of ourselves as the second group of guests.
哦，那就看我们是用什么样的态度哦来哦来是否来参加。这个主耶稣为我们所预备救恩的筵席。
It all depends on how we think of this invitation that our Lord Jesus has extended to us.
哦，我们看看啊，原本这些受邀的宾客他们推辞的一些理由。
So let's look at the excuses that the first group of guests used.
哦，第一个说他买了地。
The first one says he's bought a piece of land.
哦，必须要去看看，所以不能参加。
And he had to go examine it, so he could not attend.
哦，哎，这个啊，这个购置产业哦，这个是人之常情。
Of course, we all know it's natural to take care of our possessions.
哦，但是我们想想看哦，怎么会有人先买地才会去看
？But if you think about it, why would somebody buy a piece of land without having seen it?
哦，我们都买过房子哦。
We've all bought houses before.
哦，甚至啊、哦，我们是千挑百选哦。我们才决定要买哪一个。
And we often go through every single detail before we decide on what house to buy.
哦，甚至有人呢、看的房子哦不下哦不下数十间哦，才决定买哪一个房子啊、哦。
And some people wait until they've exhausted all measures to buy a house.
哦，怎么会有人说先买了地才要去看一看哦？
So how could it be that he's already bought this piece of land without seeing it?
哦，所以可见哦，这只不过是一个拒绝赴筵席的一个推辞啊。
So we can see through this kind of excuse.
哦，我们或许会觉得说，这个理由哦，未免太牵强了。
And it seems like it's a little bit hard to believe.
哦，那想出这样的理由的人呢，哦，也未免哦，这个不够聪明啊，一下子就被拆穿了。
And the person who said this excuse wasn't too bright.
哦，但是我有时候我们想一想哦，我们跟这个人也差不多哎。
But sometimes we're not too different from him.
哦，圣经曾经耶稣谈到一个无知财主的比喻。
Our Lord Jesus once said a parable about the foolish rich man.
哦，说到那个财主田产众多哈，多到没有地方可以收藏。
And this rich man was so rich he had nowhere to store his possessions.
哦，所以后来啊，他就决定把仓房拆了，另外盖更大的。
So he tore down his original storehouse to build a bigger one.
哦，当他完成一切的时候，哦，他对自己的灵魂怎么说啊？
And after he completed building this large storehouse, what did he say?
哦，我们来看一下哈。我们来看路加福音十二章哈。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12.
十九节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 19.
十九节，然后要对我的灵魂说：“灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。”二十节，神却对他说：“无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？”哦，二十一节，凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。哦，在这里，神称这个财主为无知啊。
So here we see God calls this rich man a fool.
哦，因为哦，他不晓得哦，属世的一切没有办法哦来满足那个灵魂的需要。
So all the treasures that he had gathered was not sufficient to satisfy his soul.
哦，那更何况说当今生结束的时候，世上的一针一线没有一样能够带走的。
And when your soul is required of you, and on your last day, will any of those things save you?
哦，在人哦，在自己面前哦，为自己积财，但是在神的面前呢，却一无所有。
So he has laid up all these treasures for himself, but has nothing before God.
哦，这是他的无知啊。
So that is why he's a fool.
哦，就如同刚刚我们所看到。哦，那个买地的人，他的说辞，哦，推辞去付这个筵席的理由一样。
So just like the first guest who made that excuse, to reject the invitation.
哦，让人觉得说，哦，实在是荒谬可笑。
And it looks ridiculous.
哦，那今天我们基督徒，我们都知道，哦，我们的产业是在天上。
But we know that our treasure is in heaven as Christians.
哦，我们应当要为天上的产业来努力。
And we should strive to lay up our treasure in heaven.
哦，我们也都知道，今生在世上只不过是寄居做客旅的。
We know that actually our life in this world is just temporary, like we're guests.
哦，没有一样可以带走的。
There's nothing we can take away with us when we die.
啊，但是往往啊，我们却如同这一个推辞去赴筵席的人一样。
But so many times we act just like this person who rejected the invitation.
哦，我们。为了这个荒谬的原因跟理由啊，哦，拒绝哦得着能够进到永生筵席的机会。
So we hang on to these ridiculous reasons or excuses and lose sight of the opportunity to have eternal life.
哦，所以我想一想哦，哎，我们是不是经常哦为了我们世上哦短暂的产业而？哦，而让我们对于那个永生筵席的追求疏忽了。
So do we hold on to only these temporary riches and give up what is eternal and everlasting?
哦，我们照顾我们世上的产业。
We take so much care of our earthly possessions.
哦，所以忘了那个永生筵席的可贵。
But we forget about the value, the preciousness of this eternal feast.
我们是不是也用同样的理由？来拒绝赴永生的筵席。
Are we using the same excuse to reject the invitation from our heavenly Father?
哦，这个是哦，这个买地的人哦，给我们的一个教训跟给我们的一个启发。
So this is a reminder that we should take away from looking at this first man.
哦，不是说今生产业不重要哦。
It's not to say that we shouldn't care about all of our possessions.
哦，但是如果啊，为了今生的产业，却拒绝付那个永生的筵席，哦，那个就损失可大了。
But if you give up the chance of eternal life because of hanging on to your possessions, then that's not worth it.
哦，那第二个哦，那个买五对牛的。
Let's look at the second person who bought five yoke of oxen.
哦，仿佛啊，哦，他们是说好了哈，有异曲同工的荒谬哈。同样也说买了五对牛才要去试试看。
And he also uses a similar excuse, having bought these oxen, he's going to test them.
哦，对当时的人来讲，这个牛是生产的工具。
And in those days, in the farming community, the oxen were how they tilled the land.
哦，所以箴言告诉我们说，田产丰要丰盛，哦，乃凭牛力，哦，哎，就是看牛的好坏，哦。
So in those days, the bounty of your harvest depended on how strong your oxen were.
哦，中国人说，工欲善其身，必先利其器。哦，一个事情要做得好，工具很重要。
So in order to do a job well, you have to have the right tools.
哦，所以我们花很多的哦这个精神来学习哦我们的谋生技能。
So we often spend much time of our lives developing our knowledge and skills.
哦，这个都是对的哦。
Of course, that's important.
但是如果我们呢，就像这一个人一样哦，啊，为了谋生的技能，却拒绝去赴那个永生筵席的机会。
But if, like this person, we are developing our talents, but reject this invitation to the feast,
哦，那可不是聪明了。
Then you're not so bright.
好，我们来看一个经文哦。
Let's look at another verse.
来看雅各书。
Let's look at James.
雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
四章十三节
James chapter 4 verse 13
十三节，嗨，你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年做买卖得利。十四节
14.
其实明天如何你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原是啊一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。十五节
15.
你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。十六节
16.
啊，现今你们竟以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口的都是恶的。哦，在这边呢，谈到说，人计划要做什么事情。
So here, we see that people often make plans to do things.
哦，但是却不晓得生命的有限。
But we don't realize how limited our life is.
哦。虽然有很多的计划跟期望，
Even though we have many hopes and plans，
但却也是要靠主才能够成就。
But we have to try our best to make it successful。
要靠着主才能够成就。
We have to rely on our Lord in order to be successful。
所以在这里说，只当说主若愿意，我们就可以做这个做那个。
So that's why in verse 15 it says we should say if the Lord wills we shall live and do this or that.
哦，在现今这个工作对人来说，有些人呢，不一定是为了单纯为了从工作得到报酬而已啊。
So many people work not just for the reward of working.
哦，有些人呢，可以从工作当中得到成就感。
Many people work because they have a sense of success.
哦，得到价值感哦。
They have a sense of self-worth.
哦，这个都是对的哦，因为工作不单只是带给人这个生活的物质的回报也可以带给人心理的满足。
So to some extent, work is not just for our pay, but also for a sense of our own self-satisfaction.
哦，所以人都需要工作。
So everybody requires work.
哦，都要殷勤的工作。
And should work diligently.
哦，但是问题来了，如果我们让我们的工作占据 甚至夺走了我们能够赴永生筵席的机会。
But if we allow our commitment to work to take the place of this chance of the eternal feast.
那是不是如同刚刚那个要买地的人一样？
Then wouldn't we just be like that person who had just bought the land?
因小失大了。
And he's given up everything just for something temporary.
很多时候我们想一想我们一个礼拜花多少时间在工作上？
So let's think about how much time we spend at work.
有一个弟兄说说公司最近呢，给了他们这个黑莓机，还有一台手提电脑。
And there was a brother who told me, his job has provided him with a new BlackBerry and a new laptop.
小弟说哇，公司对你真好啊。
And I thought, well, your company treats you really well.
他说才怪。
I said, are you kidding?
这个代表着我从此之后没有下班了。
That means that from now on, there's no such thing as getting off work.
只要老板这个电话一到他马上就要工作，不管什么时候。
So the boss can call me anytime, day or night, and I have to pick it up.
不管在哪里。
No matter where I am, when it is.
老板都找得到你。
So the boss can always get in touch with you.
你要24小时ready
So you have to be on call 24/7.
哇，真的是所以我们有时候想想看主耶稣当时会设立安息日，真的是神的恩典。
So if we think about it, that God has set up for us the Sabbath day is truly a blessing.
让我们能够得享身体心灵的歇息。
That it's a chance for us to enjoy both physical and spiritual rest.
所以如果我们让工作占满甚至夺走了我们能够追求信仰得着永生的机会。
So if we allow work to take away our chance of receiving an eternal blessing or eternal life.
那是不是跟这一个为了五对牛拒绝赴筵席的人一样的愚昧呢？
Then wouldn't we be as foolish as this man who wanted to go test his oxen instead of the feast?
第三个。
And third.
第三个说我才娶了太太，所以不能去啊。
Another one said, I have just married a wife and therefore I cannot come.
也许我们当中有人说把太太一起带去啊。
So some of us may think, well, that's easy. Why don't you just bring your wife?
很简单嘛。
What's so hard about that?
那个主人应该会很欢迎
And the master shouldn't have a problem, should invite all of you.
但是这个人却成了他拒绝赴筵席的理由。
But this person used his marriage as an excuse to not attend the feast.
很多时候影响我们在信仰上追求成长不一定是来自于外人有时候可能是来自我们的亲人。
And sometimes it's not other people or external circumstances that influence our faith, but rather our family.
我们顾及还没有认识神，我们亲人的感受。
And we often hold highly the feelings of our family.
所以我们徘徊在圣公行列之外。
So we set apart our family from our holy work.
想要参与又不敢因为怕为信主的家人他们的感受。
So especially for members whose family members aren't believers, it's hard for them to sacrifice their time for the holy work.
不要说是没有认识神的就算是已经洗礼的弟兄姐妹
And for people who are baptized.
有时候我们在信仰的这个坚持跟执着还有追求都不一样。
Many people have different levels of pursuing or levels of faith.
所以有时候我们在投入圣工或者是要追求灵性的成长上就会变成一个阻力。
And so sometimes family obligations become an obstacle to our pursuit of our faith.
阻止我们 在这个永生筵席的参与哦。
And keep us from enjoying or taking part of this heavenly feast.
哦，人际关系确实是哦很多弟兄姐妹哦信主的一个阻挡。
So for many people, personal relationships may become an obstacle to their pursuit of their faith.
我们来看几处的经文。
Let's look at some other passages.
来看马太福音的第十章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 10.
马太十章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 10, verse 21.
二十一节，弟兄要把弟兄，父亲要把儿子送到死地，哦。儿女要与父母为敌，害死他们。二十二节，并且你们要为我的名被众人恨恶，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。哦，在这里谈到说服侍主的艰难。
And here we see the difficulty or the challenges that come when we want to serve the Lord.
哦，哎，本来是一家人，哦，到这个时候就像仇敌一样，哦，相互的陷害。
So why is it that even brothers or family become enemies.
哦，因着信仰的不同。
It may be because of a difference of faith.
为了主的名。
And the purpose for serving the Lord.
哦，啊，所以难怪主耶稣说他来到世上，哦，不是带来和平，是动刀兵的，哦。
So the Lord did say that he comes not to bring peace on earth, but to bring a sword.
哦，在几个月前哦，小弟带着从马来西亚来协助圣工的张传道哦去探访。
A few months ago, I brought a preacher Zhang from Malaysia to go for visitations.
哦，因为他会讲广东话。
And he is fluent in Cantonese.
哦，所以啊，哦去探访一个我们。这个一个姐妹的父母亲，啊，他们从香港来的。
So we went to visit the parents of a sister of ours who are from Hong Kong.
哦，那他们原本是另外一个基督教会的信徒。
And they actually are Christians of another denomination.
那后来这个姐妹跟她的哥哥哈，带着她的父母亲来信我们真耶稣教会。
Originally, but this sister and her brother eventually brought their parents to believe in the Lord in our church.
哦，他有一个弟弟哦，还有他的弟媳呀，哦啊，是属于另外一个教会。
But they still had a younger brother and sister-in-law who belonged to another church.
哦，那他的父母亲在一段时间后哈，因为这个。年纪的关系还有身体状况的关系再加上这个语言的关系因为只会听广东话所以后来就到他他这个小儿子，哦，跟媳妇的教会去
So because of a language barrier and also other factors the parents started to go with this youngest brother to his church
哦，那因为最近，哦，他的母亲，啊，中风了
And recently, the mother had a stroke.
哦，那就想起哦，我们教会有很多的神的恩典，跟神的能力彰显。
And she remembered how there were many instances of God's power and blessings in our church.
哦，所以就跟她这个女儿说哦，说我想回到真耶稣教会来呀。
So the mother said to her daughter, "I'd like to go back to the True Jesus Church."
哦，那刚好。哦，这个张传道是讲广东话，所以我们就去了。
So because preacher Zhang speaks Cantonese, then we went to visit them.
哦，那么谈得很高兴哦。
And they were able to speak quite about a lot of things.
哦，他要离开之前，哎，刚好他弟弟回来。
But as we were about to go, this younger brother came back.
哦，弟弟呀，看到家里有客人，很高兴哦，满脸都是笑容。
And the brother saw that there were guests at their house, so he was also very welcoming.
哦，那个张传道啊，很有礼貌的哦，就先做自我介绍，说我是真耶稣教会的传道。
So preacher Zhang said, "Oh, introducing himself, I'm a preacher from the True Jesus Church."
哦，没想到对方哦，这个脸马上就拉下来了。
So immediately the brother's expression changed.
我是路德会的。
said, I'm a Lutheran.
哦，再也不讲一句话哦。
And he didn't say anything else.
哦，而且哦，从头脸臭到尾哦。
And then he was fairly unpleasant after that.
哦，那我们这个信徒啊，就是他的姐姐啊，哦，这个有感而发说，你看。啊，真的圣经写的没有错哦，就因为信仰不一样，一家人呢、啊、好像仇人一样哎。
And so his sister said, "Look, because of faith, family can become like enemies."
哦，同样信耶稣的就这样子的，那不同的宗教那更不用谈了、哦。
And we all believe in Jesus Christ, and we're like this. So what about people of other religions?
哦，所以真的哦，有时候我们自家的人哦，啊，是我们。赴这个永生筵席、哦、是我们属灵生命要得到成长一个很大的阻碍。
So sometimes it's difficult to overcome the obstacles that may prevent us from our faith because of family or other reasons.
好、哦，我们再来看彼得前书。
So let's look at 1 Peter.
啊，彼得前书四章四节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 4.
四节。啊、他们在这些事上见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪，毁谤你们、啊、在这里、哦、谈到说、哦、这些、啊、没有信主的朋友们。
And in this verse it talks about people who are not believers、
哦、看到我们因为信主生命改变、哦、一些生活习惯也跟着改变。
They may see how, because we have believed in Christ, our lives change.
哦，啊，不跟他们走同样那一条路了。
So we don't do the same things that they do.
哦，他就会以我们为怪，哦，甚至毁谤我们。
And they will think that we are strange, that we do not live in the same way or share the same lifestyle.
哦，啊，所以啊，在这个啊提摩太后书的三章十二节那边也说到。
And also in
哦，提摩太后书哈、哦。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
哦，十二节哦。
Verse 12.
说不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。哎，这边也告诉我们哦，如果我们越是立志要在主里头敬虔度日，我们会受到的逼迫越大。
So here we see that all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
哦，所以这个哈、哦，人在人际关系上，哦，有也是让很多弟兄姐妹，哦，在要投入圣工的行列，赴这个永生筵席，哦之前的一个阻挡。
So our personal relationships may cause us to struggle to accept this invitation of the heavenly feast.
哦，其实哦，我们想一想哦，什么对我们的亲人是最好的
？But if we think about it, what's the best thing that we can do to preserve our relationships with our family?
哦，我们都希望我们的亲人过得好，过得快乐。
Of course, we want our family to live well and have a good family.
哦，所以我们在物质上也好，在心灵上也好，啊，我们不断的提供帮助我们的亲人、我们的家人、我们的挚友。
So many times we are willing to help or care for our family, our friends, and so on.
好、哦，啊，但是这些今生的帮助也好、安慰也好，都非常的有局限。
But no matter how much we give them, whether materially or emotionally, it's still very limited.
哦，那最大的帮助啊，就是从神而来的。
The greatest help we can give them is from God.
哦，唯有神才能够提供给他们哦那个全方位的哦全面性的超越时间空间的帮助啊。
Only God Himself can give them the kind of help that transcends any restrictions of time and space.
哦，在这个纽约哈、哦，有一个叫做苏克斯的人，哦，在纽约的哈、哦，他娶了一个这个行为啊跟他一样也放荡的女子为妻。
And in New York, there's someone.
萨克斯哈，然后这个人哦。哎、啊，那有人对他十二代的子孙做了一个统计。
And he made a record of 12 generations.
好，有310个 homeless.
So this man's generations, of his descendants, there were 310 who were homeless.
好，对他十二代的子孙哦做统计哦。十二代的子孙出了310个 homeless， 有440个生活放荡、疾病缠身。
And 440 of his descendants, in those 12 generations, were live very indulgent lives and died of illness, various illnesses.
那130个子孙呢，曾经被判刑，平均入狱13年。
And 130 of them were criminals.
有20个人做生意，但其中有10个人是从监狱里头学来的。
And 20 of them were businessmen, but 10 of them had also been in jail.
那另外有一个叫爱德华兹的，同样也住在纽约，他是一个传道人。
But there was another person of his same generation who was from New York.
他娶了同样敬虔的姐妹为妻子，那同样对他十二代的子孙做的统计如下。
And he married a Christian, and then they looked at what happened to his descendants.
有300位当了传道人或者是神学教授。
300 of them became ministers or teachers of the theological seminary.
有100多位这个大学教授。
100 of them became college professors.
100多位当了律师。
100 of them became lawyers.
其中有30位当了法官。
30 of them became judges.
60位当了医生。
60 were physicians.
有60多位当了作家，名著也不少。
And over 60 of them became famous writers.
14位做了大学的校长。
14 of them became deans of universities.
有3位做了国会议员。
And 3 of them became representatives of Congress.
有一位当了美国的副总统。
And one of them was the vice president of the United States.
同样的这个同样的人同样生长在纽约但是因为信主跟不信主十二代的子孙有这么大的一个差别。
So we can see that both of them came from similar backgrounds and were from New York, but the outcome of their descendants had such a big difference because one was a Christian and one was not.
所以我们怎么能够不为我们的后代、我们的亲人来思考？
So how is it that we don't think about the future of our descendants or our children?
怎么做才能够对他们得着最大的帮助？
And how can we help them the most?
所以这个因为这个娶妻而拒绝赴筵席的人呢？
So for that man who rejected the invitation because of his marriage.
就如同我们。因为顾虑我们未信主或者是我们在信仰上比较软弱一点的家人的感受而放弃了在灵在属灵里头的长进跟侍奉的行列。
It's just as if we are to give up pursuing our faith so that we don't offend our family members.
就好像是这一位因为娶妻子因为顾虑到他的家人而拒绝赴筵席的人同样的愚昧啊。
And we would be as foolish as this man who gives up this chance to attend the great feast because of his wife.
不但影响他的妻子，更影响他后代的子孙。
And his decision influenced not only his wife, but also his descendants.
所以今天我们想一想
So if we think about it today.
我们一开始谈到说，耶稣是我们的好朋友，而且是最好的朋友。
We recognize that Jesus is not only a good friend, but our best friend.
今天如同这个家主一样，为我们预备了永生的筵席呀。
And just as this rich man, he has prepared for us this great eternal feast in heaven.
邀请我们这些在生命册上在神的救恩计划里头老早登记有案、哦、不是有案、哦、老早就预定得救的。
And he's already extended this open invitation so that we could join in the roles of those on the book of life、
哦、那我们参不参加？
So it's up to us to decide if we want to attend.、
我们会不会因为、哦、我们、哦花太多时间在今生产业的照顾上而拒绝这个永生的筵席？
Are we spending too much time taking care of our possessions?、
哦、我们会不会、因为把所有的时间花在我们的工作上而拒绝了这个永生的筵席？
Or are we spending so much time on our work and reject this invitation?
我们会不会太顾虑，甚至我们没有想清楚什么才是对我们的亲人是最好的，而拒绝了这个永生的筵席？
Or do we care too much about how our family sees our faith and reject the invitation?
不愿意成为耶稣的好朋友。
And thus give up the chance to become a good friend of our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣是我们的好朋友。
Jesus has already become our best friend.
我是耶稣的好朋友吗？
But am I a good friend to him?
好朋友都赴筵席。
And a good friend would attend the feast.
永生是我们最好的朋友耶稣基督为我们所预备的。
And eternal life is what our best friend has prepared for us.
愿我们都能够乐意的赴筵席。
So may we all willingly and joyfully accept this invitation.
没有任何的理由。
There's no excuse.
来阻挡，来取代我们赴永生筵席的愿望。
That we should give up this opportunity to enjoy the eternal blessings.
我们来唱诗。
Let us conclude with a hymn.
339首。
339。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在来祷告。
Now we are going to pray again together.
我们祷告的时候，我们向主耶稣说。
When we pray, we'll say to Jesus.
主啊，我愿意当你的最好的朋友。
Oh Lord, I'm willing to be your best friend.
如同你对我们毫无保留一样，我也愿意毫无保留的献给你。
Just as you gave up everything for us, I'm willing also to give up everything for you.
成为你最好的朋友。
To become your best friend.
祷告的时候，我们为钱伯母来代祷啊，全身长疱疹哦，很不舒服哦。
And when we pray, let us also pray for Sister Chen. She's developed skin rash over her whole body, and she's very uncomfortable.
我们求神怜悯哦，求神医治。
So we ask God to have mercy on her and to heal her.
减缓她的痛苦。
And to relieve her suffering.
我们现在去跪下祷告如果你要接受按手帮助祷告，可以到前面来。
So now we are going to kneel down and pray together. And if you would like to have laying on hands by the ministers, please come forward to pray.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.